welcome to the Clash Kittle Podcast. I'm Colton Cruz.
Brianna Marshall.
Ashley Brown.
Wyatt Garland.
Welcome to the podcast where we talk about and analyze anime.
And punch things with our mouths.
Today's topic, Attack on Titan Season 3.
Oh, yeah, man. So we're catching up. The last episode that came out before this discussion is episode, I think it's 39, it's Sins.
This is Colton. Just wanted to jump in and make a correction real quick. This is actually episode 43.
Yes.
So it ends with, if you haven't watched up, this is where the spoilers start.
Dang.
Just up to the anime, no manga spoilers, no the next episode spoilers.
Yeah.
But we end with Eren chained up in the crystal chamber.
Yeah. And what's important about all of these episodes that are happening in this season is that he's really just letting the cat out of the bag, so to speak.
Yeah.
He's just really just like, no, this is the world. I have constructed enough, you know, like, driving plot to get you through it. Like, the characters and their ambitions and passions have gotten us here, but he's finally like, okay, this is why we're here.
Yeah.
For the first time, I feel like I'm understanding why Eren is the main character.
Yeah.
Like, because before, we're getting a little Black Clover-ish where I'm like, he's just yelling a lot.
Yeah.
I get it. Like,
he's the main character because he was the angriest.
Yes,
in season
that's what I'm saying.
Is he more angry than Mikasa?
Oh, yeah.
Mikasa's just intense. She's just thirsty.
Intense.
Like, to just, like, a super hardcore degree. But, like, yeah, no, we're learning so much.
Yeah. Like, this season is, I think, a real good capitalization on their ability to control the amount of information we know in the series.
Mm-hmm.
So we start out, like, you know, episode one back in season one, if you remember that far back.
Ooh,
if you were born still. If you're born way back then, like, as old-timers, you know, they start with, like, oh, there are titans, and there's this city, and, like, what the hell are they?
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah.
Humanity.
The characters don't know. Nobody, like, it's posited in the first episode that nobody knows what titans are.
Yeah.
That there's not a single living person that knows what titans are.
Or the ocean.
Yeah.
Some people knew about the ocean.
Okay.
But, I mean, and they even like, talk about control of information. They literally, like, give us Eren's dad is... They say at that time that his dad is, like, a doctor that goes to the capital a lot. That gets scrapped, obviously, pretty quickly. Or eventually, no.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we literally hand him, like, the most MacGuffin-y, like, here's a key to the basement. Get to that in a later episode.
Does he still have that key?
Yes, it's still, like, on his
bullshit.
Neck, man.
Bullshit.
Like,
I haven't seen that key.
No. Yes.
But exactly, that's what I'm saying. Like, they literally were like, yeah, here's the key to the information that I'm not telling you right now.
Yeah.
But there is.
Give it away.
It's exactly.
Yeah, he controlled it. So we were like, okay, so there is an answer to all this, but nobody knows it except for Eren's father, who has, like, left it behind this key, and that is when everybody will know all of the information.
So we're hitting critical mass point, and I think the last couple of episodes that I remember, there was an episode before this one where I literally paused it and stood up for a second and walked around. And
I
was like, okay, because they just said something.
You just had to, like, put the pieces together. It's just like, okay, what exactly is going on?
Yeah, he likes to drop knowledge bombs, like, just like, yeah.
No, but in the middle of the episodes, too, you know, like, those cards?
Yeah.
He literally had a paragraph, no, this is how Titan powers. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, you didn't know that Titan just could control other
just
Titans?
Woo.
Yeah.
This is what happens.
Did you not know that
it's called a scream, duh.
If you eat another Titan and you're already a Titan, you steal their powers, duh.
I'm used to just, like, ignoring the cards and just being when I can actually look at my phone.
Cards started in manga originally with, like, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. He would use them with stands because otherwise they never had, like, great explanations of how stands worked or what their, like, power levels were.
Yeah.
So he started just putting, like, here's what their basic power is. Here's where they rate on, like, a chart.
Star Platinum's a star.
Exactly. So everybody when they read the manga was like, okay, taking that information, I'm going to read the chapter now. And so in some series where the storytelling does not come through, like, super technically, like Attack on Titan, those middle cards are very important to understanding what's going on.
I'm sweating about it. But, like, yeah, now we know some things, but we still don't. I mean, the last episode that aired was, you know, basically Kenny and his posse, who are apparently following his, what they're aware of, misguided dream, are versing off Levi, and guess what? We now know Mikasa, Levi, and Kenny are all related, and they're all a warrior class.
They're all Ackermans.
And that's the thing, personally, I'm all about bullshit, okay? It's fun.
No, it's all bullshit.
However, for me, Mikasa's whole thing was that, like, she hit her head and, like, woke up that, like, human adrenaline bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. That not being a human, like, trait that could be, like, possessed by anybody, this kind of diluted a little bit.
Yeah.
I think it's also strange the way he was, like, have you ever, like, awakened a hidden power deep
that
within you?
That got me!
Like, it's like, okay, but, like,
who talks like
here,
that? Who talks
well,
like that?
Like, also, it's just, like, okay, well, Aaron awakened a power that was buried deep in him that turns him into a Titan. Are you talking about that?
See, or that's what got me, because I literally had to pause the episode. I was like, wait, is Mikasa a Titan?
Titan?
Like, what is going on?
And then it's just like, no, she just got real stabby one time. That's just an intense thing that people do.
And then Levi's like, oh, BTW, I do that, and the other bad male character does that too, so you're not important. Yeah.
But then, like, the question is like, we don't even know, because they didn't even address, like, Levi didn't explain his portion.
Yeah, he's just like, yeah, that happened at some undescribed time in my life too.
Yeah.
And then move on.
But we're not going to tell you.
And then the other thing was, they even made a point of it later in the episode where that one lady was like, yeah, I mean, Levi was completely ambushed and he killed 12 people.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. Man.
And it's so
is.
Good, though. It's such a good...
Oh, yeah.
It's such a good... It's more... We talk about world building. Like, it's people that aren't in the military being... Or, like, they're in the military, but they're not in the, like, scout troop. They're like, no, Levi's a motherfucker.
100%.
Yeah. And then again, that expands our information. Okay, like, Levi isn't just known, like, in this little crew, he has, like, an outer-reaching, like, world. Mm-hmm. Like, his impact.
And exactly. And you get ties like that, and that's what a lot of this season has been doing. It's been, I'm sure by the end of the season, it'll tie things even more together. But I remember when they were talking about, what is it? Our Angela Lansbury character.
Hanji,
like, she made some assumption where she's like, yeah, you know, I saw that church when it got broken. It was totally Titans. Like, it wasn't, but it was totally. And we're like, okay, so we're just going to believe it's Titans. And then you're sitting there with a flowchart on the wall and like, okay, so if that was Titans, that means that
the... Alright, get the yard out!
But, like, that's the thing. Before, we were just like, I don't even know what yarn is. Like, you know, like, there was
consuming this information, just, like, being told, like, yeah, this is all what I need to know, and now we're just like, wait a minute, do I need to go back and just look for little clues and everything?
Yeah.
Because
well,
now
because
I don't really know.
First season, the animation was so good, it just got us through it.
Yeah.
Well, and, like, that was always my criticism, too. That was the only thing that made me fear Attack on Titan as, like, a good story, was it does all this where it's like, no, I'm going to just bird feed you the information. What I give you is what's important. And that always just worried me because I was like, what if you make me so interested in this mystery, we get all the way to the end, and then it's just, oh yeah, it's God.
Yeah.
It's Aaron is actually is God.
It's just existential dinosaurs.
Exactly.
Existential patriarchal bullshit.
Season 2 opening.
Which, that's the thing. Like, so, like, season 2 opening, because of that, I took this season 2 opening, I saw dinosaurs, and they did the, like, very heavy
evolution.
Like, every animal has a heart that is in the Titans, and it's like, okay, so this is about life force. Just not at all.
No, not a part of it at all.
Which upsets me. Like, that's exactly what I was worried about, and that's something I don't like about it.
You know, and I remember watching, like, the opening with my boyfriend, and he's read the whole manga, and he was watching this opening, and I was like, hey, don't give me any spoilers, but does this have to do with anything? Should I, like, not be watching this? And he looked at it and watched the opening, and he's like, what the fuck is this?
Why is there a dinosaur?
I wish it had something to do with the story. Like, I was totally on board. Like, all the things he had bird fed me, I was like, no, I like these pieces. These
and
are cool
toys.
Yeah.
You know what? Like, it's because of the fucking Beast Titan.
Yeah.
That's literally why you're
it seems like
wait.
He has some kind of natural control.
Yeah.
And he is, like, the link between beasts and man. It was like,
okay,
there's, like,
figured
some
out.
Symbolism
get
here.
The yarn!
Nope.
Now he's just a hairy boy.
His superpowers, he throws things. Like, there he is. Like,
I feel like we're not even going to see him at all.
Oh, you'll see him.
Really?
Okay.
So I've read in the manga, I know exactly where this season's gonna end, and then the next season is about Titans. Like, what they
are. Okay, back on Titans.
No,
yay!
That's the thing I was good about, because I was worried, especially, I'll get to a point I was worried about later, but, like, initially I was like, oh boy, we're doing the coup bullshit, we're doing the political intrigue.
We're getting the prequels of Star Wars here.
Like. But they did it in one episode, and God bless. I was like, okay,
thank you.
They checked it, they're like, this is a coup, everyone was on board already, guess what, there's a character who was actually a sadist the whole time, and wants this to happen, so, like, all the pieces
people
just...
People are complex.
Exactly.
Yeah, can we talk about that one moment where he has him upside down in a chair,
a
in his hat.
Okay. I'm sorry. Tag your shit ass to mouth. That's bullshit. I wasn't ready.
Oh my god.
I wasn't ready. I was like, wow.
So like, is it explicit in the anime? Like,
yeah.
I watched. I guess I watched the Funimation or Crunchyroll, and they kind of censored it. They didn't show like a full whole body shot.
No. Okay. But it's just like
in the manga, it's a full whole body shot.
Oh my god, you see
pipe end to end.
Oh,
like.
I'm sure.
Okay.
Oh my god.
That's what I'm asking. Like, worried about.
Hey, we may have even seen the edited version, but we pieced it together.
We know what happened.
Because I watched it and I was like, that's nowhere near as graphic as I saw. Like.
Well, what really nailed me with that scene in particular, because let's stay on it for a second, is when he was like, oh, this is perfect. It's like, oh boy. And then literally Pixies later says like, yeah, it's really messed up that he amassed power specifically for that.
Now,
like,
did they, in the anime, did they do Erwin and Zachary, the sadist guy, in the carriage together talking?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
They did do that.
Yes.
Where they did talk about each other. Okay, because that makes it all make sense.
He's basically like pulling out a cigarette and being like, hey, so why do you say fuck humanity? Like, why do you think you're more important?
This clearly was a bad decision for like the whole picture.
Yeah, but why? And he's like, oh, you know, I have a dream. And he's like,
I'm about it. I got a dream too.
And we are aware of that. And that's that really ties together everything as far as why I'm not worried. I was worried at the start because the political intrigue and all that. We're gonna spend a whole episode dancing, and then we got to this most recent episode where we got so many game changers, so many Titan information about memory, and that is
as a storyteller.
Exactly. Memory is the thing that you can play coy with. Just to build us there, though, like, so season one was about there are Titans, and then we really developed this core character group of these are the soldiers.
Yeah.
And that's what this series is. So we had a character group, and it was like the information that got revealed at the end of season one was that, oh my god, people can be Titans.
Yep. Yeah.
So that was like our first step, and like that drew us to like, okay, there are people inside
the walls
who know about this too. What the fuck do they know?
Yeah.
This season, we've already gotten to the point, and then, you know, then at the end of season two, we know, okay, some fucking us were Titans, and they can transform back and forth, and there's some shit out in the woods that is...
No, we're not even going to talk about
it. Also the wall, but who cares?
Yeah.
And then the beginning of this, we learned, we got to the limit of that. So, like, we knew there was some intrigue inside the walls. Basically, we've come full circle, like, okay, we have all the information about what's in the walls. Like, them deposing the government is them also saying, we've got all the information up to here. Like, the last piece is the real royal family, Reese. Like, that's the last of human knowledge of all this we're going to get.
And what I appreciate is that, like, the scouts themselves are digging for the information that us as viewers are wanting.
Yeah. Exactly.
And so like, I feel like we're on a journey with the scouts at the exact same point in time.
Yeah.
So, like, because their information is limited to us.
So, Jotaro. I'm so pumped that he is that's him. But like, he is right where we are. He's like, no, I have actively.
He's suspicious.
He's aware. He has the most information out of anybody in the scouts. Technically, he's like, no, I am the most involved with the government that's been hiding up things. So every question he has is directly related to anything that's important. And the fact that he's getting some answers now,
right?
You remember, like, I think it was at the start of the season, or maybe then the end of the first episode, where he's, like, emotional about, like, this was the end of last season, where he's like, finally. He just lost his arm, but he's like, finally, we know something. He's so happy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was worth
it. In his lifetime, like, that we figured out something that was being hidden, and now things are being revealed, and the whole memory thing gets me shaky, but what is great about Attack on Titan is how visceral it is. I mean, torture aside, there are elements to it where characters are actively being affected by their actions.
Mm-hmm.
They're actively fearful of others' actions. They're, you know, making gambles. These are characters with stakes, and that is felt by characters that live and die and situations that change them. The whole, like, part where they were talking about how, like, oh, well, you're a murderer now. Like, are you... so good.
And just to, like, even, like, put that in perspective, too. We talk about the scout season. We're down to there is Connie and Sasha left. That's not Armin, Mikasa, and Aaron.
Yeah.
Like, They're the last two, like, yeah. in the squad that was in school with him, other yeah. than Historia, who's there.
Yeah.
But
yeah. yeah, and one thing that I also loved is, like, we had that whole discussion about, like, him not being okay with the fact that he just, like, on-site killed somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah!
But then, oh. like, right before they're getting ready to go in where Kenny and the crew are, like, Levi is just like, hey, guys, like, you need to be ready to get your hands dirty.
Yeah.
He's like, you have to do this. And, like, you can see the resolve on all of their faces.
Yeah. yeah.
Which I fully
And that is, that makes it, exactly, that makes it so acceptable, because if they just went in their guns a-blazing and started shooting and killing people with swords, yeah, you'd be like,
there, yeah. yeah.
Exactly. It'd be weird, but, like, the fact that they had those episodes, they lost something precious to them because they had to question it, yada, yada, yada. And then that was, again, it was the whole, it's the world building, like you were talking about. Mm-hmm. Ehrman technically didn't kill that lady fast enough, but the whole point was she didn't kill him fast yeah. enough. Yeah. Like, so it is speaking to everything. It's like, no, everything in the society is kind of, like, messed up.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
everyone yeah. has stakes.
Yeah.
Even the like Kenny's team saying, like, yeah, Kenny's got this dream. It's probably not going to work out.
Like, yeah.
But you know what? Let's try.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
it's just so telling about how confused everyone.
Well, it was like that was just the best they could do, and that's the other thing I love about Attack on Titan is it puts everybody in the world of Attack on Titan is in a survival state.
Yes, yes.
Like, and that is such a
trauma.
Cool thing to do because yeah. so like Eren is one of the most basic main characters you could have, right? He just has a revenge quest against Titans.
Yeah.
So he's just a pure teenage angst character, but it completely works because it's like no, he lives in a world where you just get eaten by Titans, and he just fucking hates that.
Yeah.
He hates that so much
yeah.
that all his character is fuck Titans. Like,
yeah.
No matter what. And that's a simplistic enough thing for us to follow. Then we get these nice bits of, like, Hanji finding stuff out, and mm-hmm. Armin developing, and, you know, Levi's backstory. But at the core of it is just a, like, momentum, like, boulder just flowing towards, like, fuck Titans.
Yeah.
And I think Attack on Titan is, to this day, it has the most momentum per ratio to its information.
Yeah.
Out of any story I've ever seen, like, honestly, I hate to harp on One Piece, but, like, he's been really ambitious lately, but, like, I will also say that Attack on Titan is extremely ambitious as well as far as what it's trying to do for a story.
Yeah.
It's like, look, we literally gave you, we're experimenting with the minimum. We're trying to find
yeah,
out
yeah.
what is the smallest amount because we want the maximum, like, success.
Yeah.
We
it's,
want
it's
the
an
turn.
Efficient machine.
Yes.
Yeah.
They want
for
the
sure.
most efficient. They're pushing it. And this last episode, it was telling me things, but it was also, like, where I was getting sweats. I was like, is
yeah.
this just going to be a reset manga? Is this what's happening?
Oh, so, I mean, like, and, like, let's say that explicitly, like, Reese's power is to change people's memories.
Yeah.
yeah.
And erase memories.
So basically everything
like,
that we've seen up to now, it's kind
there's
of a lot.
There's a possibility of it all being bullshit.
Yeah.
Kind of. I mean, like, everything we've seen is true. Everything anybody knows could be wrong.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
So, like, anything we as viewers have seen,
yeah.
we can trust. Because our memories as viewers cannot, like, have
Can't
not
be
been
erased.
Affected.
Yeah.
But anybody else's information could be wrong. And that starts with the premises that we've been given since the first episode.
Yeah, and one thing that I find, like, really interesting is that, and they didn't really voice it enough, and I can't remember his name, but you keep calling him Jotaro.
Erwin. Okay.
Is they talked about his father,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
for, like, a very brief period of time, and Erwin is just like, hey, so I've actually known this certain information, like, kind of my whole life, and I'm trying to figure out exactly what's going on, and my dad was kind of killed for it.
Yeah.
So, and then they just didn't address it again.
Well,
I was like,
It's coming. It's coming.
Oh, no.
But it's also that 1984 thing. If he lives in a totalitarian
mm-hmm.
society where that information could get him killed.
Yeah.
And so he's had to internalize it to survive and to ultimately get to the answers to those questions. The only way to answer those questions is not to ask them for him.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is really interesting. I mean,
which is
good
just
human
his
drama.
Little shit kid's problem for doing and getting
yeah.
his dad killed.
And
yeah.
he's got so much that he's lost already. And it's just his... The thing... He's, like, the only crippled character in Attack on Titan. Because if people get hurt in Attack on Titan, they die.
Yeah.
yeah.
So, like, the fact that he is the only one with one arm is really telling of... They're like... You know, because it's an anime. At least one person should have an eye patch or a
yeah.
scar or something. But no, like, he's the only one who's like, no, I've got the arm. And it's really just, like, a visual metaphor for, like, how much he's willing to sacrifice.
Yeah.
To
yeah,
get there. And
like
he's the leader
on,
of the scouts.
Even,
so.
Like, his full life, like, he was absolutely 100% willing. Like, if the coup didn't work, he was like, no, like, I'm just going to
yeah.
die.
Yeah.
And had
he's
complete
yeah.
resolve in that. He's like, yeah, no, I'm totally okay with dying for this cause.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
Yeah, so it's pictures, leader. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's a very you talk about that, like that efficiency. It's very much like that JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Stardust Crusaders, where every episode was like a chess match. It was like, no, if Jotaro gets close, like it's over. But it's all about like how could we make a super intriguing process of that happening, because at the end Jotaro is just going to beat him up.
Yeah.
But like, how do we make that process super intriguing? How do we get the most out of that? And Attack on Titan does that to another nth degree. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's
no,
really
for
good.
Sure. One thing that I've always appreciated about Attack on Titan is that it's not afraid to like hurt or kill characters that you're absolutely.
Oh no! Again, oh, Connie and Sasha again are our last two.
Yeah,
people.
Like I'm so concerned. Like yeah. I can't lose my potato girl.
whatever happened to that shaved head kid?
Oh, that's what I'm mostly concerned.
With his mom.
Yeah.
You know, Connie.
Is that Connie?
Connie and Sasha. The two that are left alive.
Oh,
that's his
name.
I'm sorry. I thought I was literally, when you said Sasha, I was thinking about somebody else.
I knew
Sasha's
potato
girl,
and
Buzzcut.
Oh, got it.
There you go. That's better.
They don't have
names. Jesus. You don't bother learning their names.
They're the only two left. They have names.
But no, but just like really concern me with like the whole information we got with the Titans. Like, no, we saw that his mom was a Titan, so would that kind of like pull him in? I see that grin.
So the thing is, there's a laundry list. Do people get turned into Titans? Is there somebody turning people into Titans? Are there other Titans? Are there other humans who are sending people who are Titans to places? The thing is, all of that is on the table.
Yeah.
Because of the game changer of the memory thing. But for some reason, an anime that has had like...
Two and a half seasons
yeah.
is limping along, has like the most basic skeleton structure. I would have given up on it. Like, I've watched anime for years.
The manga sucks.
But I'm so
It's not about that. It's not an illustrative quality.
No, but just to like put in, like, how like, the animators have done so much work.
Oh my
is
God.
What I'm saying.
Yes.
Only, and it's only because they knew from square one to scratch.
That
what
was
they
good,
had.
Yeah. But like there are scenes like I'm even reading like I read basically from the point the episode is at forward, I would say.
Okay.
And I read some early before, but I had even forgotten because it was just so forgettable and not good.
Yeah.
But anyway, like when two characters are drawn next to each other, they look the same in the manga.
Yes.
Like he can't draw to spec. So to have like one of the most beautifully specced anime with every character being, you know, identifiable at a distance and like drawn correctly every time they're on screen.
It's,
with beautiful animation, it's so tremendous to see them like pull that out. Like,
yeah, well, it is really just, again, it's a marvel of like, okay, we don't have too much to work with, but that's actually good because then we can do our own thing. We're going to invest heavily in it, and that's going to take more time, so that's going to cripple it. We're not going to give you enough information, so it's going to hurt, but the animation is God tier, so you know that they know that something's going to happen.
Yeah, there's a lot of trust is built slowly until the season 2 opening, which I still can't.
I
like,
love the music, if only they had like different scenarios.
It was hype AF,
like,
to be fair.
It communicated so much false information.
Yeah, but and it wasn't like the closing like a crap.
I heard so much shit about that. I was told not to watch it because apparently it had given away.
So does the opening, does the ending of this season have spoilers?
The ending of this season? What's the ending of this
season? So it's like the postcards of like, I'm pretty sure it's Historia, like she's underwater and then she's walking and there's bullshit.
No.
You haven't watched that? Okay.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't spoil anything.
I mean, maybe if you knew, like, too deep, you could, but, like, yeah.
Yeah, if you knew it already, sure, you can see, like, oh, that was from that, but, like, you don't know that, so it doesn't mean anything to you, you know?
That's
it's like anime openings when it's like, oh, when are they gonna fight that guy? It's sure, it's a spoiler, but it's not, like, it's not
like
really,
hero, like,
exactly, yeah.
Again, it's so amazing that we still have faith in this series, and that's really why we wanted to have a reaction
Right, that's
to
the
it.
Thing, I got to this point, and I had to read the manga at this point, because I was like, I am so interested in the story that I cannot allow it to burn me later.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't watch another, like, literally I couldn't get to this last episode that just came out without knowing that, like, it was safe for me to, like, be invested in it.
Yeah. I had to ask him after this last episode, I'm like, okay, is...
Because I knew I would feel it.
Is this worth it? Because I am this close.
Yeah.
So I got scared and I read the manga. I know we had both kind of resolved to, like, hey, let's watch the anime, see what they do.
I just hate the art, so...
It's pretty bad.
Yeah. No, and it just sucks because the whole time that I've been watching this, my boyfriend is just like, you know nothing. You know nothing. And then I get to this point and I look at him, I'm like, do I know something? And he's like,
nope.
You still know nothing. And I'm like, ugh.
I wouldn't feel shitty about it, though. It doesn't... So, like...
That's the point.
If they had, like, followed through on, like, the season 2 opening... it would have been like pretty heavy and pretty like, yeah. Okay, how did they do that? But what they do is less just mind-blowing. It's just like, okay, it's interesting. It's measured. It's okay. Interesting.
That's good. Yeah. They
continue to control the amount of information you get.
But are we
saying... It's an IV drip.
But you are... But the thing is, it's constant. Because these last couple of episodes have been so like, oh no, we're just going to drop two truth bombs every episode.
If you zoom out and you look at Attack on Titan, the anime so far, it would be really easy to think that like, any episode could just change everything I know and just blow my mind, and I could be really upset by what they blow my mind with. But if you really zoom in to, like, especially season 3 and how much is accomplished in every single episode, if you just think about that logically, like, okay, so the next episode has to meet that same criteria.
Yeah.
And the next episode, and the next episode.
And it does.
It trickles. It's good. It's good shit.
It is.
But it is a constant flow.
It is for the first time, you know, like, it's reacting to its promises.
Yeah.
It's literally giving us what we want, and that's why we're excited.
I mean, this is the first time we've wrapped around to Aaron's father. You know, like the MacGuffin from season 1.
We visually saw information incriminating him.
Yeah.
So like we have an opinion.
Yeah.
By somebody who can change memories. So like,
it's, you know, you're sitting there watching. Well, we saw it, okay. Like, you know, I'm sitting there watching Aaron, and I can see like,
oh my god, the doubt.
The doubt in his eyes of is this even worth it? Am I a terrible person? Is my dad terrible?
He has no. Yeah. The thing is, Aaron is so perfectly us because normally we'd expect Aaron to get angry, but he is in shock, just trying to process information. Yeah. And that's where we are.
Yep.
And that's interesting because it's a different state.
We're held captive by our lack of information.
Yes.
Our ice prison.
We are also shackled and on our knees and also have a rippling six pack. You know, like it's...
8-pack if you count.
I counted the 8-pack on his back.
He's had a good back.
Jesus Christ. Like, the time skip has been good for him.
Hey, Titan, being a Titan does stuff for you, right?
A lot of endorphins. All right, well, yeah, guys, just keep watching.
Yeah, let us know what your thoughts have been so far. Definitely check out that next episode. And that's a KO. 眠れない